Welcome back, everybody. So today I'm going to check out Fenstrom Dark Czech Style Lager from Old Nation Brewing Company. 5% ABV, 25 IBUs. Not sure how much I paid for this. There is $5,224. It could be, could it be an 8? It might be an 8. I don't want to shake this up. I've already, I think it's 8-2-24. I believe this just came out. I'm going to go 8-2-24. So about a month old. Almost a month old. So let's go ahead and get it into a glass. I'm not going to read the back of it. I just looked and there is a whole bunch of stuff on there. But I don't want to read it yet. Let's see what I get out of it. For the head, light tan colored head, a little dark ring from where I was pouring the beer in a dark hole. Pretty much all small bubbles. It seems like they're dissipating quickly. From that pour, about a finger of head. Yeah, more like a brown, like a nutty brown ale color. A light, well, yeah. Here's the can. It's not a stout. Like you guys are seeing it. There you go. Like a lighter amber hue color. Good color. Nothing wrong with it. Is this thing gonna go off? There we go. Okay, let's go ahead and smell. Maltiness, a little breadiness coming through the color, probably the malts are using. You're going to get that malty bread kind of smell. You could even go into kind of a brown, like I almost want to say like a nutty brown, but I don't think I'm getting like a nuttiness in there. But kind of the base they're using is to that nutty brown. But yeah. Malty grain bread is coming through. A little sweetness in there. Smells like fall. You could also go light coffee, light roasted coffee, like a city roast in there. You're starting to get into those higher SRM malts, so those are going to come out. Are you really going to get the lager? I don't know. I definitely would, because usually when you think of a lager, crisp, clean, something like that, I could say crisp. I mean, those smells, but we're also a month into this. I think it's going to be, you're going to get those crisp smells when it's young like this. I mean, if you were doing this blind, I'm guessing 90% of people, I'll go 98% of people would say this is a porter. I mean, it's got a little bit of that, more of that malty bread, but it's a porter. It would smell like a porter if you were doing this blind. Smells good. I like drinking porters. I like those smells. I like nutty browns. So, yeah. But the lager, I mean, you're probably doing it cold. I don't know what that's bringing to the game. I guess I haven't made a beer with a lager yeast that I'm just going to say like SO4 and compared them to see what the difference is. Or USO5, I'm guessing SO4 might give more of a fruitier smell. So if you do want cleaner USO5, use that. Where that's probably almost the exact same as the lager, in my opinion, not being just thinking about it and not made it. Yeah, smells good. Let's go ahead and taste. I get that maltiness. I get that bread, but it's more... I get a spice. I almost want to say like coriander or something. Nutmeg, coriander. It actually tastes like it's warm. Maybe I talk too much before, but I'm getting like a spiciness. Like I don't know if it's like a rye bread. Maybe they're using some rye in here, something like that. But I could also see that spice coming from like Chinook hops or Mount Hood hops, just to give it a little bit more. It does kind of throw you off. All my talking about being a porter, and then you get those tastes. You still get some of those porter tastes, but you're like, why is there like a spice in there? And yeah, it's kind of almost, I was gonna say that nutmeg, that clove, something like that, but it's not a pumpkin beer. You're not getting that pumpkin spice, but there is some spices like that in here, I believe, unless it's all rye. Goes away pretty quickly. I want to say that spice does stay around. A little coffee, you could say bitter chocolate, a little bitter chocolate in the back end of this, bitter coffee, probably from the higher SRM malts they're using. I still can't tell you what the lager yeast is doing to this thing. For me, I would go 4 out of 5. I think I would score it a little bit higher if that spice wasn't there. I do like rye, but something with the flavors that I'm getting, I don't want that rye. I don't want that like cinnamon, not cinnamon, clove nutmeg that I'm kind of getting. So I'll go 4 out of 5. I would still drink this again. I'd buy a 4-pack, 6-pack and drink it. Let's just see what the back says. Hints of dates, sweet bread, milk chocolate, and coffee. There you go. But doesn't... it doesn't say anything about the spice. I would have never got dates. But sweet bread, malty bread. But your untap says malty and bready. Guarantee it. Hopefully there's somebody saying something about spice. But let's go ahead and check Untappd. Three of my friends have checked us in, 3.83. 450 people have checked it in, 3.87. So yeah, right there. They're saying 25 IBUs on this. Sure. Malty, light body, bread, dry, fig. Okay. I wouldn't have got fig. Let's see. No. None of my friends had had bitter, though.
What? Really?
That was in 24. I wouldn't say bitter. Not enough to put it on Untappd, but... yeah, if you're looking for a beer like this, or you think you like them, or you do like them, go ahead and pick it up. I would say if you're a porter fan, if you're a brown fan, definitely go ahead and pick it up. Or even a stout, a lighter stout fan. I think you'll be fine with it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.